In Houston, former Enron chief financial officer Andrew Fastow has pleaded guilty to fraud and conspiracy and agreed to cooperate with federal prosecutors. Fastow faces 10 years in prison without parole and a fine of nearly $30 million. Fastow's wife also pleaded guilty to filing false tax returns and is expected to receive at least 5 months in prison. From Houston, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
After 2 years of toil, sifting through millions of documents, and enduring the taunts of critics who said they weren't moving fast enough, yesterday prosecutors on the Enron task force had all the answer they needed. Andrew Fastow, the chief architect of the accounting schemes which sunk the once proud energy trading company, was theirs. For Chief Prosecutor Leslie Caldwell, the only thing more delicious than obtaining Fastow's guilty plea was the prospect of all that Fastow could tell them about who knew what at the highest levels of Enron.
For the first time, the Enron task force now has a seat on the 50th floor of Enron. And whatever Andrew Fastow knows about what went on the 50th floor and who knew what about what was going on at Enron on the 50th floor, the Enron task force will now know as well. So this is a significant step forward in our investigation.
The cooperation agreement with Fastow means that now federal prosecutors will turn their attention to Fastow's bosses, former Chairman Ken Lay and former CEO Jeff Skilling. As CFO, Fastow is in a position to relay information that could be critical to building the criminal cases against Lay and Skilling. With that part of their investigation just beginning, Caldwell was low-key, but unable to completely hide her anticipation.
I'm not going to comment on any specific results that we expect, but I can tell you that the investigation is very active and this is a very significant development.
A key aspect of the plea agreement with Andrew Fastow was the plea agreement with his wife Lee on charges of filing false tax returns. The Fastows have two young sons, ages 6 and 8, and they wanted to be able to have one parent at home while the other was in federal prison. Prosecutors did everything they could to satisfy that one demand.
There really wasn't special consideration given to their children, but Mr. Fastow's cooperation is likely to last for some time. And if Mrs. Fastow gets the 5-month sentence that's anticipated in the plea agreement, she will have finished serving the custody part of her sentence before he will start serving the custody part of his sentence.
And the government has a very compelling strategy for making certain they're satisfied with Andrew Fastow's level of cooperation.
I think that the government has a substantial, if you will, hammer over Mr. Fastow. He will get the 10 years if he fully cooperates. If he doesn't fully cooperate, he's still liable to be prosecuted for the 96 other counts pending against him.
Lawyers for Andrew Fastow did not make themselves available for comment. Lee Fastow's lawyer appeared briefly to say his client had come to believe there would be life after Enron and that she was doing everything in her power to get to that day. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Houston.